Alice, it's a beautiful morning on what's not been the best month, by all accounts.
No, not at all. We've had a spot of rain, you might have noticed. What that's done is made everything grow very fast, but obviously we haven't had the heat to go with it, so a lot of things still aren't, you know, fruiting or what have you. So, but I do have strawberries.
Wow.
So, you know, one of those crops that you really look forward to. So,
and your poppies are astonishing.
Yes, they've kind of self-seeded, so there's quite a lot of them. Got some really big, fat kind of oriental ones, and then the you know, traditional poppies, and then also the Californian, the bright orange ones. So
they're really pretty. And what are those giant triffids behind it?
Those are globe artichokes. Yeah, they're a perennial, so you can put them in and then just basically leave them, and every year they come back up. And you can eat, obviously, the heads of them.
I like an artichoke. I think they're a much underrated vegetable.
I think you're right, yeah. I've never tried. It's a terrible thing, isn't it? And there they are, sitting there looking beautiful. I've never tried. It's quite a hard thing to get right because they can be really tough.
It's so, the outer leaves that you need to get rid of, I think.
It is, and then yeah. The inner core is all soft and juicy.
Lovely.
So I've been told.
Ooh. So what are we doing today?
So today we're going to be making some pestos out of homegrown greens. I can see your face already. Don't worry. There's not going to be too much basil.
Thank goodness. It's the smell. I just do not like basil.
I can understand that. It's a very pungent herb. It's one of the, you know, I think the most pungent herbs out there. So
I think I've said it to you before, basil and rosemary, the evil couple of the herb world.
Yes. I'm kind of with you on rosemary. I think it can be very overpowering if you get the sort of quantities wrong.
It's okay, because I bought producer John. He loves basil.
So, oh, there you go. Know. He can have that one, and you can taste my other ones, which are from other greens. So I've got a chard and I've got a rocket as well.
Looking forward to it in that case.
Yeah, yeah.
So, little table by the shed, vast array of stuff. What are we going to start with?
So your classic Genovese pesto is obviously basil.
Mm-hmm.
But actually the word pesto comes from pesto, which actually means to grind or to pound,
as in the pestle.
That's right, absolutely. You know more than me, there you go. So actually it doesn't refer to the greens at all. So although we have this classic idea of it being basil, it doesn't have to be basil. Also, basil's quite hard to grow. There's probably lots of people out there who can grow it. You can grow it in a greenhouse or a polytunnel, but if you don't have something like that, it's actually quite tricky to grow. I've grown some, as you can see down there, and the leaves are very raggedy. Half of it didn't germinate. It's still very small. So you're not going to get enough for a pesto. You want a nice, you know, voluptuous handful for a pesto. So there's lots of other greens that you can use. So you can use rocket, or sorrel, or coriander, chervil. Hugh Fernley Whittingstall even uses beetroot.
Does he?
Which I've never tried.
That'd be messy.
It would, wouldn't it? And a bit sort of, yeah. There'd be a lot of pink everywhere, wouldn't
you're
there?
You're looking like you've committed murder.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've made a few here, but I thought we'd have a go at trying to make some, if you like.
Yeah, okay.
Before that, actually, nasturtium is another great one, which people don't often
edible
think
flower.
About. Yeah, edible flowers. The seeds can be pickled like capers.
Okay.
The leaves can be eaten. The stems can be eaten. It's quite peppery, so if you're not a fan of basil, you might not like it as a pesto.
But I love rocket.
Oh, there you go. So, yeah, so you might like it. So, and I've got a bit of nasturtium down there. It's got a kind of flat, moon-like leaf. Really easy to grow. You just stick the seed in and it grows. And in fact, the sort of more, the drier the soil, the, you know, the less nutrients in the soil, the better it seems to go. You just don't need to give it anything. It's quite happy.
That's the sort of gardening I like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put it in, forget about it.
Yes. Okay, so your basic ingredients in a pesto, regardless of what greens you're using, are obviously garlic, a nice clove of garlic, some nuts, your greens, and some cheese. Now, I tend to use lemon juice as well, because I quite like that, you know, tart mm-hmm. sort of difference in flavour. I think it can be a bit cloying if you don't have lemon juice in it. So shall we try and make some?
Let's do it. What are we going to start with?
So we've got a clove of garlic here. Now, pesto's brilliant because you can grow pretty much all the ingredients, obviously apart from the cheese. I mean, you might want to churn your own cheese, but I'm not up for that. So you can grow the garlic really easily, put that in the autumn or the spring, with just put the cloves in the ground and off they pop. This is a homegrown one, which I'm going to peel here. So you're wanting to put everything into either a pestle and mortar, if you're really rustic, like we are up here, or if you're lazy, you put it in a food processor, obviously.
But where's the fun in that?
Well, exactly. I think there's something to be said for making pesto in a pestle and mortar, isn't there? You know.